Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. I'm your host, Stone Payton, and in the studio with me this morning is my good friend and co-host, Lee Cantor. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Stone. How was your weekend?
It was very relaxing. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, you already buy all these channels, so you probably don't know this, but HBO and several of the other premium channels,
yes,
like the rest of us poor people on the other side of the tracks, have a peek over the weekend. So I got to see all kinds of cool stuff.
Oh, all the stuff you're missing month to month?
Yeah, and it's really not that
much. Not much.
There goes our HBO sponsorship. But no, I caught a couple things. I saw Gatsby on my U-verse. So that was DiCaprio did a pretty good job with it, I thought.
I didn't see it.
It's not your genre.
No.
So we're going to have a lot of fun this morning. We have a studio full. This is time for our special edition Dunwoody Chamber. How often do we do it every other week? Is it once a month?
I think it's once a month, and they always bring the all-stars from the city of Dunwoody.
One of which, of course, is the Grand Poobah, the executive director. Please join me in welcoming to the show Miss Beth Summers. How you doing, Sunshine?
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're delighted to have you. So get us caught up. What's going on this week, this month, over at Dunwoody Chamber?
Well, tonight is our first Monday networking night. We missed the first Monday, which was last week, September, because it was Labor Day.
So you took Labor Day off?
We took Labor Day off.
You should do that.
Well, I should. It'll be at the Divine Wine and Bar Shop, and that is at 5:30 to 7:30. This Wednesday, we have our YPODS, which is Young Professionals of Dunwoody, monthly mixer, and it's at Joey D's in the Oak Room. And next Tuesday, we have the Dunwoody Chamber in Heels, which is a women's organization for networking, and that is always held at McKendrick Steakhouse. We have Miller Finch discussing social media for business. And then Friday, our big event of September 20th is Dunwoody at Dusk in the Dunwoody Village. This is a community festival to highlight all of our retailers and restaurants and businesses in the community, and it's like a free block party. So we're very excited about that.
Now, this is a new post for you, executive director. You get promoted, demoted.
This is a new job for me. I'm brand new. Fourth week.
How did you get here? Give us a little bit of a backstory on Beth.
Well, I've lived in Dunwoody for 17 years. I worked for St. Jude the Apostle Catholic Church as the director of parish life and stewardship. And I was looking for an opportunity to expand on my skills and experiences. My background is sales management, and project management. And I saw this job posting on AHA Connection and applied for the job and got the job. So
now,
here I am.
Were you ever going to these events that the chamber did?
I did some events, not very many, as I would have liked to have, but I had my own events at St. Jude
right,
Church.
Right, your own.
Because I was in charge of all the social events at the church.
And so how are you feeling about going to all these networking meetings?
Love it. I love to meet new people. That's probably my biggest, background experiences. I'm very good at networking, bringing people together, people-oriented type person. So you like connecting people? I do. And the businesses, helping people understand what's going on in our community and helping them to grow. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about.
Now, now that you've taken over this job, how do you see this job evolving for yourself? Is it going to be more networking, more connecting? How are you going to be able to,
Well, I hope that my goal is to expand the membership. So whether it be small businesses or large businesses, both, hopefully.
Right.
And educate people more in the area and the businesses themselves.
About why they should become a member.
Why they should be a member, what value we can bring to them.
So what's some of the value propositions that you're going to share?
Well, basically to promote their businesses by having their logos and their information on our websites. Mm-hmm. And we have different education programs that we'd like to offer and get people involved, get some of the universities involved in educating some of the businesses.
Oh, so you're going to work together, more collaborative?
Absolutely, absolutely. So that's it. That's a good start. No, huh?
That should keep you busy for a while.
Well, I knew she was in sales and marketing and very successful at it when she mentioned McKendrick's.
Yeah, that's so. Always. And
that's
no
the
short.
One event we're not invited to. That's the one in the hills, right?
Yes, Chamber and Heels.
I know
that's
this
not
was
for
a lot
you.
Of power restaurants on your list.
I would
you
wear
have a lot
heels.
Of choices.
Yeah. I would wear heels to go to McKendrick's. Yeah. I mean, the mac and cheese alone. Just forget about the steaks. The mac and cheese alone at that place.
The food is delicious. Rocks. It is.
All right, so we really do have Studio Fool. That wasn't just you know, marketing hyperbole.
Yeah.
That's right. We got some dentists in the house. Please join me in welcoming to the show Izot. Last name to be pronounced by the guest himself.
Hey,
welcome
guys.
To the show, man.
Thank you very much. My name is Izot Mulkey. I'm one of the pediatric dentists over at Dentistry for Children in here in Dunwood, and I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
Pediatric dentist. Did you take that on a bet? You got to do dental work on kids.
You got it, man.
What compelled you to get into that specialty?
You know, quite honestly, working on kids is so much easier than working on adults.
Really?
Yep, for
sure. Don't they squirm more?
You know, they
I mean, it's all relative. I know I squirm, so
yeah.
I'm assuming the kids squirm more.
You know that they do more, but they're also really appreciative, and they have a quick what do they call it? A quick short-term memory where they forget, and you know, they give you a big hug when you get done, and you know, they do a good job most of the time.
Is that what your marketing officer over here told you to say? So, Allison, how do you sell dentistry? Let's be honest. It's not as sexy as steak or
ice cream.
Okay. True. I have to agree with you there. But I'll tell you something. If you come to one of our offices, you come to our office in Dunwoody, you walk into an environment like something you've never seen before. I mean, it is almost like a wonderland for kids. And they come in, and there's a treehouse they can climb in, and there's an arcade filled with arcade games, and there are iPads on the walls and movies playing overhead. Even while they're having treatment done or their teeth cleaned, there's a TV screen right over their head while they're laying in the chair so they can watch a movie or, you know, and keep themselves entertained. So it's not hard to sell it. I mean, these kids love coming. We even had a kid ask to have her birthday party at one of our offices. Perfect.
Wow, that is just the complete opposite of my childhood dental.
That's not the way. My childhood dentist had really yellow teeth. That's what I remember about my childhood dentist.
Back in the day, they didn't have child dentists, right? Didn't you just go to your parents' dentist? Is this a new thing, Izot?
Yeah, no. You know, the specialty of pediatric dentistry, and I'll just talk briefly about it. You know, we finish dental school, and then we go to school for an extra 2 to 3 years sometimes.
Just for kids?
Just for kids,
wow.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a lot
and
of things.
And their teeth fall out. Like, how much more is there to learn?
Just do no harm. Don't they teach you guys that?
Well, you know, there's a lot more to it than that. You know, we really like to focus on their growth and development and you know, really taking care of them in a comfortable environment.
Right, so they don't fear the dentist.
Exactly.
That's a challenge.
Kind of like Allison said, you know, our goal is to provide a comfortable, unintimidating environment for the kids to come and have their dental work done where they want to come back, you know. And like she said, kids have a great time. You know, we have an arcade in the waiting room where they come in and just really have a good time. And then when they come back to the back, you know, we joke around, we take care of them, and they love coming to see us.
Now, do you have any tips for the parents? Like, what stuff the parents should know?
You know, I think the key for pediatric dentistry is that we want to see the kids early. You know, the Academy of Pediatric Dentistry recommends that the kids come see us by 1 year of age.
So or before they have teeth.
Or
I like it. That was Allison's brainchild.
That's brilliant.
Allison developed
pre-teeth.
That.
Pre-teeth.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's great.
But kind of the neat thing about that is that we're able to, even if they do come in before they have teeth, we're able to talk to them about when they do have teeth.
Right, you get them ready.
Exactly, so that they know how to take care
of
them.
And flossing one tooth, that's easy, right? Anybody could do that.
Very easy.
So, before we got on the air, we said we weren't going to let the other guy talk. But I got to get him in on this conversation.
I think you definitely should. You'd be missing out.
He's the development officer, which in some nomenclature for some tribes is actually the salesperson, right? So lean in there and talk to us about your role, man. This is Brian Friedman.
Brian Friedman, that's correct.
Yeah, so tell us what you do. You're not pulling teeth. Well,
no,
you are
I'm
in your
not,
own way.
I'm not pulling teeth. I'm designing the offices, opening the new location. So I actually found a new location in Dunwoody, and we, with the help of...
Thank you very much.
We're happy to be in Dunwoody. We've been in Dunwoody since 1969.
Wow.
We just moved up the road from Chambly-Dunwoody Road in 285 by the Goldbergs over there, and... Mm-hmm. Just moved up the road to a bright, new, shiny office that's 100 times better than the old location.
So talk about your strategy when you're designing an office.
Like so we want to make the children forget they're at the dentist, basically. So when you walk into an office, you could, you know, you'd be anywhere in a kid's, you know, jumpy place or a fun center that they have no idea they're walking into a dental office when they walk into one of our offices.
Talk about the murals on the walls.
So we have a great team of Ted and Tina Bishop actually paint all of our offices all over Atlanta. We actually have more than just this office in Dunwoody. We have 19 other locations around the Atlanta area, and we cover the whole, you know, from Peachtree City to Dawsonville.
So why so many offices?
Well, we want to cover all the
What's the, like, people don't drive to their dentist? Like, they have to be close by?
Have you ever driven in Atlanta?
Right. You ever driven in Atlanta at 5 o'clock? Or
with a kid with a toothache in the backseat?
Atlanta's a big place.
So how many more are there going to be?
Well, right now we're happy with what we have. We also do orthodontics as well. So next door to our office in Dunwoody, there's FAM Orthodontics, which has 27 locations throughout the metro area, which covers the full...
More people need orthodontia than they do
dentistry?
Well,
it's pre-teeth all the way through your first
boyfriend. So we cover you from no teeth to full braces.
Wow.
So now, when you're designing an office, are they all themed the same way, or do you do something to like kind of integrate it into the community?
So with this office, we kind of got the whole Chattahoochee River aspect involved. So the whole river rafting theme is the theme there. We in Dawsonville, it's the lake theme and the mountains. Mm-hmm. Some offices are themed, you know, beach. Everybody loves the beach. Not that there's a beach here, but beach and water seems to be common themes throughout our office. It's kind of soothing to see the water and the ocean. But this one has river rafting and Dunwoody Nature Center kind of theme.
It's beautiful. I saw it Saturday.
You have to see
it's
it.
It's unbelievable.
To understand what this looks like, you really need to go to the website. There's some good pictures on our site, as well as come into the office really. You know, you can't really understand what we're talking about until you walk into one of our offices.
Well, I wrote the names down, Ted and Tina. I think we ought to have them come in and decorate our studios, right? Jazz it
absolutely.
Up a little bit. I could go for a beach-themed studio, couldn't
That's
you?
That's right. Absolutely.
So, Allison, you got to love this because you got the dentist who is passionate, thoroughly enjoys his work. You got this guy out there designing the – I mean, you're not trying to push this thing uphill. You've got – some real
you got a lot of tools to work with.
You got a lot of tools and
absolutely. And you know, what's really wonderful about our office is not only the way it looks, it's the people who are in it. Our doctors, our staff, they love children. They love what they do, and it's evident every time you walk in. The kids just are happy to be there, and you can see it when you can just see it in their faces, and you can tell as they leave and they take a prize off the prize wall and how they're so proud of themselves and so happy.
How many times do you get the parents going, I wish my dentist was like this?
Actually, all the time. They're like, when are you guys going to open up and see us here? And we're like, nope, only up to 18.
I would just rent chair time. I would be willing to rent a half hour, 45 minutes of chair time just to go hang out.
So now, when you come into a market, how do you get the word out to let people know that you're there?
Well, we do several things.
Well, you said birthday parties, so that's
what I mean, that's not the norm, obviously. Well, we just did a grand opening, actually, in Dunwoody this past Saturday. It was a wonderful success. Mm-hmm. We invited the members of the community to come in to see our offices, to... see Luna the Tooth Fairy.
Tooth Fairy was there?
The Tooth Fairy.
Nice.
That's always hard to get. That's a hard get.
It is. It's not easy, but we have a very close relationship with her. And she is such a huge hit with the kids. She does an educational magic show for the children and teaches them about oral hygiene and taking care of their teeth while also doing some cool little magic tricks to make everybody ooh and ah. And the kids love her. And also, our Tooth Fairy has her own book. It's a book about our little friend Lionel and his adventure with the Tooth Fairy. And all children who see the Tooth Fairy show get a free copy of the book. And a lot of times she gets to sign it for them and everything. So they get to take home a little keepsake, something fun to read at night with their parents. We spend a lot of time out in the community.
So what are some other things you do to plug into the community? Do you do regular education or anything like that?
Absolutely. Well, Luna regularly visits schools and preschools in the area. And
is this sponsored by your firm, the Tooth Fairy, or you just bring her in for special occasions?
No, we have her going to visit
schools
all the time.
She's on staff. The Tooth Fairy is on staff. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes, all the time. We have her. She goes and attends community events and festivals.
And she's dropping off some change in dollars and every time a kid loses a tooth.
I mean, she's got a really hard job. There's no question. There's a lot of teeth out there.
Luna's going to be at Dunwoody at dusk.
Oh, really?
So, nice. Yes, we're very excited.
Of course at dusk. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Before they go to bed.
So talk a little bit more, Allison. Well, you two, Izzat, about the relationship with Dunwoody Chamber. How did that come about? What are some things you guys are doing month to month with them?
Well, it's very exciting. We recently joined the chamber, and we're so thrilled to be a part of it. What we've been doing is trying to get involved in all the different opportunities there are for us to be in the community. We've done Dunwoody at Dusk already one time. We're doing it again this coming
The 20th.
Thank you. We're also sponsoring the 5K run at Peachtree Charter School, and that's on October 5th, and we're really looking forward to that. And also, we're doing Run Dunwoody on the 20th of October. So we're really doing our best to try to get involved anywhere we can, where we can show support for the community and be involved with kids in the community.
Well, this is more than just a marketing effort. You guys have genuine commitment to this community.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we've been there, as Brian said, since 1969.
Right.
So it's really important for us to become as involved as we possibly can. We want to serve the community and serve the community's children. And we want to be their place for oral health care from the time they're a baby, 1 year old, until the time they graduate high school. We want to be that constant provider in their oral health care. And we can really do that because we have Family Orthodontics next door. We provide such great continuity of care because the orthodontic specialist and the dentist can communicate regularly. If somebody sees an issue on one side of the office, they can walk over, see the other specialist, and say, hey, I saw this. What do you think? Mm-hmm. So we really can provide something that is very special and unique.
Yeah, and that was one of the driving forces why we moved to our new building, is that we wanted to provide that really convenient environment for the parents, and by having this building with the orthodontist right next door, it allows us to, the field of pediatric dentistry and orthodontics are intertwined. We always have the growth and development of the kids and the convenience of like Allison said, to have the orthodontist right next door for us to ask them questions, to do little things like that. For example, let's say a patient with braces on has a cavity. Well, in the past, what we would have to do is we would have to send them to the orthodontist. They go there, they take the braces off, they come to our office, we fix their teeth, and then they go back to the orthodontist and put the stuff back on. And so with us being right next door, it's very convenient for us to do that seamlessly and conveniently for parents.
So what's been the feedback from the patients on the move? Have you been getting good feedback?
I think the feedback's been amazing.
They love it.
Yeah.
They're awestruck when they come in.
Even though they can't get a bagel that easily?
They have to drive a little further for the bagel, but we still have a Starbucks conveniently located nearby. So that's okay. They can get coffee.
Good planning.
And Brian's got one near a Goldberg somewhere, I thought I heard you say earlier, right?
None near the Goldbergs, but I think there's a good breakfast place coming soon at Dunwoody.
Absolutely. <All right. laughs>
Is that a secret? Beth, is that a secret?
No, it's not a secret.
What's coming?
First Watch.
Oh.
And we have them here today.
So we'll get to learn more about them in a little bit.
All right, so we are going to visit with First Watch here in just a few moments. Before we do, though, let's make sure that our listeners know where to find you guys all over town, but particularly in Dunwoody, since that's the thrust of today's conversation.
Well, our address in Dunwoody is 1420 Dunwoody Village Parkway, and we're located right near Village Burger and LS Tekka and Dunwoody Pediatrics. You can find us on the web at www.d4c, so that's the letter D, the number 4, the letter C, .com. And also, if you want to look into Family Orthodontics, we are on the web at www.wefixyoursmile.com.
Love it.
Very clever. I like that. Literal often works best in marketing, doesn't it?
When you're searching, absolutely.
Well, it's been an absolute delight having you in the studio, and we got to have you back sometime. Maybe bring a kid or a parent and talk about that experience. I think it could be fun.
that could be really good.
Well, no, I love what you're doing, because I know we're having fun with it and laughing and joking and all that, but the bottom line is you're improving the health of these kids, and that's a lifelong endeavor, and I just commend
to get them not being afraid of the dentist. that's going to pay dividends for the rest of their life.
Absolutely huge. Izzat has a special message he wants to share. I, you know, being the intuitive kind of host that I am, I can see these things in the
you
eye.
Sense it. It's a sixth sense.
When you do this like I do, yeah, go ahead.
There you go. No, in all seriousness aside, you know, we're really passionate about what we do. We love taking care of the kids. And we always say we're changing futures one smile at a time.
Awesome. Very nice.
Very eloquent.
Can you remember that for the next cast? Because if you can, then we can send them a bill. All right. So, Beth.
Yes.
What a pleasure it must be to be working with folks like this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, when we were talking about, when Allison was talking about how happy their employees are and they stay with the company for a long time, and those are the types of people that we want in Dunwoody. You know, Dunwoody is a place that we work, we live, and we play, and we want to make it the best that it can be. So bringing positive people and successful businesses into our community is fantastic.
And that makes your job a lot easier.
A whole lot easier.
You know, when you're dealing with nice people that kind of get it, that understand the importance of giving back, and that, you know, that helps everybody. Helps the community, helps our business. Everybody wins.
Absolutely. Win-win.
All right, so let's talk to these other folks. You mentioned them a little while ago. I had a chance to visit very briefly before we went on air. Please join me in welcoming regional manager with First Watch, the Daytime Cafe, Mr. Kelly Clark. How you doing, man?
Great. How are you doing?
I am doing well. What'd you learn when you were sitting in the cheap seats there?
I should have brushed my teeth more. Yeah.
It's a lesson we all should
learn. So tell us about your childhood, Dennis.
Right. Tell us.
It was really scary.
I bet it was.
Now let's talk about more important things like cheese grits.
Mmm. Little salt, a little grit, and some cheese, and you got it made.
So First Watch, new to Dunwoody, right?
It is new to Dunwoody. In fact, we're new to Atlanta. We have two other locations, Johns Creek and Vinings area.
And what are you guys doing differently?
Well, we offer award-winning breakfasts, the traditional favorites like omelets and pancakes and soups and salads and sandwiches, and we do it all fresh every day.
Fresh, so that's the new stuff, right?
Yes, sir, that's right.
A lot of places don't do it fresh.
It's frozen.
At a lot of places.
That's right, yeah, and we don't do that.
All right, so do you really have cheese grits, though?
Absolutely.
He didn't just come up with that.
That wasn't
random. We talk about cheese grits at least twice a week.
Yeah, it's the biggest favorites. People die for the cheese grits.
So and when do you open? Let's get a time and date.
Yeah.
let's make a reservation.
There you go. Early October, 1st or 2nd, something like that.
All right.
Okay, so you're not quite up yet.
Nope. We got a couple more weeks to go.
But you're going to be close, and we can go there and work, right?
Is there Wi-Fi?
Can we sit down and work?
You sure can. Grits? There's free Wi-Fi.
How long will you let us sit there?
As long as you like.
We like coffee. Is there coffee?
There's plenty of coffee. We have our Sunrise Select coffee. It's made from three beans from Panama, Mexico, and Colombia. Very, very good.
Man, I think you got all the main things covered.
Well, I don't know about that, but we have a lot of
now,
stuff.
No, for us. I'm just
talking about for y'all. Y'all just need to.
With coffee and you have this at coffee, Wi-Fi, and cheese grits. That's all we need.
Well, there you go. The sustenance of life right there.
Now, have you always been in the restaurant business?
I have, yep. 20, 25 years, something like that.
Wow. Yeah. But this is a new concept for you?
It is. I've been with the company for about a year, and I've learned to love it. I've learned to really love working from 7 to 2 every day. That's what
that's
we
right.
do.
Wow. Yeah. It's a lifestyle, right?
That's exactly
that
right.
Too.
Very cool.
We, you know, we hire a lot of moms who put their kids on the bus and then come to work in the morning and get home for the kids to get off the bus. So they really love that.
All right, so how did Beth Kanye into joining the chamber? How did that relationship come to pass?
Well, she made contact, I think, with our home office, or maybe it was the other way around. Our home office got in touch with her, and we wanted to be involved in the Dunwoody area, and we felt like the Chamber of Commerce was the best way to do that for us.
Absolutely. We're here to promote you.
Thank you very much.
And so I can say personally, I have eaten at your restaurant in Missouri. So.
Oh, good.
So they're all over the country?
Yeah, so we're new to Atlanta. There's probably 120
wow.
First Watch. We're based out of Sarasota, Florida. We started in actually near Carmel in California.
Mm, nice place.
Yeah, on the water. And that's where the First Watch name came from. It's a nautical reference. It's the first watch of the day. So. The guys who used to go fishing early in the morning or the people who were in the Navy out in that area helped us name the restaurant. So that's how it came to pass.
So then they moved to and they headquartered in Florida?
Well, through a progression of years, we were headquartered in Sarasota, and at one time we were in Kansas City. So we've been in both places, but right now the home office is in Sarasota.
And then you just moved to Atlanta?
We just moved to Atlanta. We opened in Johns Creek in January of this year, and then we opened in the Vinings area in February. We're planning on opening another location the first part of next year in the Alpharetta area.
Mm-hmm. And then Dunwoody.
Dunwoody's first. Yeah,
so now there's four here, and there's hundreds all over the country.
That's right, yeah.
Wow.
I've seen as the idea that we may have had as many as 15 here before long.
Wow.
This guy's bringing jobs to town.
Now, is this a franchise or is this all owner-operated stores?
These are company operated
stores?
That's right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We have typically 25 to 30 employees in each store. So across the nation, you know, you're talking 3,500.
I like it. I think we should put one in proximity to every Business Radio X studio.
That's right.
Because we're replicating. We're expanding. We haven't quite caught up with you guys, but we have four studios here in town.
Okay.
Alpharetta, Gwinnett.
All right.
Midtown and here.
I have seen maybe Snellville sometime in the future. If that's in Gwinnett, right?
That's right.
Close.
Snellville Morning Radio.
There you go. That's right.
There's business in Snellville, right, Beth?
Yes, of course.
We don't want to alienate anybody
that's
over
right,
there.
That's right.
So do you have a favorite dish first watch?
Pancakes.
You're big on
you like
pancakes?
Oh,
my God. We have a cheddar bacon pancake with syrup on top.
Oh, baby.
Make you want to slap your grandma.
Cheddar bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Do you need consultants to help with menu items? Because Stone loves breakfast.
Absolutely. You show up the first day and we'll have you consult him.
I'll be there.
He has his own recipes. He loves pork products, just so you know.
Yes, I do.
You're pushing the envelope there a little bit.
So now, when you come into a market like this, so now you're new to Dunwoody, how do you integrate yourself and get involved with the community?
Well, we outreach to several of the schools. We've done that in the Johns Creek and Vinings area lately. We've actually, last week we went to a pre-K setting and fed the mothers that morning, the ones who were crying and the ones who were actually happy to drop their kids off. You know, we gave them fresh muffins, orange juice and coffee, and sort of helped them along the way. And we pass out cards to them to bring the kids in to have free breakfast mm-hmm. with us. We also do other things with golf tournaments and any other local business organizations that want to help us.
So now the dentists, they have a tooth fairy that they bring out. You guys have a mascot or some?
Yeah, a big scrambled egg.
Big scrambled egg?
Not really.
I don't know.
No,
you should work on that.
A piece of bacon that walks around in front of the restaurant.
Handing out bacon.
So, Allison, you've cracked the code for marketing in this area.
What would you do to help them?
What would you do to help these guys?
I like the idea of the walking bacon. I like that a lot.
I know. Me too.
I think it's brilliant.
We'll hire somebody to do that.
Well, you got somebody right next to you.
Awesome.
So, and breakfast is not particularly hard on dental health, right? It's not like eating a caramel.
There's a lot of healthy choices,
apple,
right? For
a
breakfast,
a lot of healthy choices.
Cheese grits can't be that bad on the teeth.
No,
right?
No. You can wash it down with some orange juice.
So now, what do you have healthy choices? Because you know, there's a whole wellness initiative going on.
That's exactly right. You know, we all the egg products that we sell, you can get egg whites or cholesterol-free eggs. We also a chicken that we serve has never been used, has never had steroids injected in them, so it's fresh chicken. And the eggs that we actually do use are cage-free eggs, too. So those are the things that we're looking at right now in terms of trying to make healthy choices for people.
And breakfast is the most important meal of the day?
It
you guys
know what,
believe that?
That's all y'all believe that? Yep.
Yes,
yep.
Absolutely.
That was good
it's
marketing. Whoever came out with that.
I think it was First Watch invented that idea. It used to be lunch. The lunch people had it, but then First Watch said breakfast is the most important.
Yeah, just skip dinner, come to breakfast in the morning.
And breakfast for dinner? I know you guys do that all the time.
All the time. Anytime it's my turn to cook, we absolutely do it. Yeah. All right, so you're not open yet. You're opening in October.
That's right.
What do you do with your – I don't want to get you in trouble with your spouse or your boss, but what do you do with your days between now and then?
Well, actually, so I'm still running the other restaurants that are in the Atlanta market, so I'm there with those guys helping them, trying to do the right things for our guests. But I'm also coordinating with the general manager who's on site right now at the Dunwoody location. We're already hiring people, so if anybody in the Dunwoody area is looking for a job, please come by and talk to Steve. He's the general manager there. And like I said, we're going to try to hire 30 people, mothers, anybody that wants to work during the day, please come by.
Now, is there a grand opening planned? A big
We'll sort of have like a soft opening to start mm-hmm. with, and then at some point later on, we'll have a grand opening. We'll have many features and probably some giveaways too.
And you guys are active with charities as well, right? Isn't that a core value of yours?
That's right. We're actually involved with an organization called Share Our Strength. It's about 30 years old, and what they do is they connect businesses and governments to children who have a hard time finding complete, full meals. Right now, every time we sell a kid's meal, we give 50 cents to this. And this is across the nation, by the way. Mm-hmm. We give 50 cents to this organization. And then we're also making our granola is made in-house. And every time we sell a bag of granola, we give them 50 cents also to that. So we've contributed many thousands of dollars to this group over the years.
Yeah, that's great. And when you go to First Watch, you're going to get a full meal, right? Because your pancakes are like the size of the plate, right? They're not going to cheat anybody on a pancake.
They will fill you up. In fact, we have many people who come in and order stacks of pancakes and take them home because they just can't fill, eat them all there.
But just to be safe, I still recommend a side order of cheese grits.
That's right.
With every meal.
With every meal.
All right, let's leave our listeners with location information and so that they know how to get to this place when it opens and how to get to the others until it does.
Okay, it's at the new location in Dunwoody. It's going to be at 1317 Dunwoody Village Parkway, suite number one. We actually share the building with Marlowe's, if you're familiar with Marlowe's in that area.
Yeah, that's great.
They've already been very helpful with us in arranging some other stuff that we need for the restaurant. And then we have our location in Johns Creek. It's at the corner of Medlock Bridge and McGinnis Ferry Road. And then the Vinings, it's at Cumberland Parkway, just outside the perimeter.
All right. Well,
and
thanks.
The website is?
It's firstwatch.com.
Great.
Yep.
Well, thanks so much for coming down and visiting.
I appreciate y'all's time. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're going to get some of my time. I'm coming.
I'm going to bring some cheese grits back to you in just a little while.
I probably won't wait for this one to open. I'll probably hit one of your other spots, but we'll definitely be visiting when you get up and running in Dunwoody.
Fantastic.
This is like the most exciting news I've had.
I know.
Since my kid got out of jail. No, I'm kidding. All right, Beth, let's recap what's going on this week, this month, so that our listeners can remember.
Great. Tonight, again, is First Monday Networking, and that's at Divine Wine and Bar Shop in Dunwoody. And Wednesday, September 11th, is the Y-Pod's monthly mixer.
And Y-Pod is young professionals.
Young professionals, either 20
gender,
to 40 years old.
This is kind of a dating service, but business-oriented.
Yes. Right.
It's a good place to pick up young people, is what you're saying?
Young people can interact.
Yes.
Make new friends.
You've been doing so well.
And Tuesday, September 17th, is Dunwoody Chamber and Heels, which we spoke about, the women businesses. And then don't forget, Friday, September 20th, is Dunwoody at Dusk. It's a free block party, community festival, right in the village, highlighting all of our business, retailers, and restaurants.
And if people want to learn more about the chambers or website?
www.chambercommerce.org.
Dunwoodycommerce.org.
Yes. Thank you.
So, Beth, this was your first swim with us. Are you willing to come back?
I don't know. We might have scared her away.
Well, you get the first one down, and then it's easy.
That's right.
Yeah. No, I'm really looking forward to it. I think we're going to have a blast. We certainly have up till now, and I just I look forward to having the Dunwoody folks in here all the time. So, we're going to have a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me and our guest, and I'm so excited about these new businesses, and we have a lot more coming
up. That's right. Dunwoody's growing.
Thank you.
All right. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor, our guest this morning, and of course the Dunwoody Chamber, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you in the Fast Lane.